The shrine of St. Thomas in Canterbury was erected in the years before 1220. Thomas Becket was murdered in 1170. It was a very shocking murder, authorised, it was thought, by the king. St. Thomas was believed to have died for the liberties, the rights of the church. He became very quickly one of Europe's most popular saints, not just in England, and people came from all over because he was reputed to perform miracles at his tomb. In 1220, at Canterbury Cathedral, they moved his body from his original tomb site to this huge shrine in the Trinity Chapel, on a marble base about 7 foot high, with a long golden casket adorned with jewels and gems and precious stones on top, which held his body. It stood there as the most important pilgrimage site in England. People came just to see how marvellous and golden it was, how opulent it was. It stood there until 1538, when King Henry VIII, as part of the dissolution of the monasteries, tore it down. And after that, he completely obliterated it, smashed the marble to pieces, took all the gold off to his private treasury. So we only have a really sort of vague idea of what it looks like. And one of the things we've done with the models that we've created is to try and recreate that image of the shrine that was such an important part of medieval England. We made the models to help visitors to Canterbury understand how the space would have been used, what pilgrims would have seen, but also how they would have interacted with that amazing golden shrine. And we've got animated figures of medieval pilgrims dressed accurately in early 15th century clothing. The date of the shrine is very specifically 1408, we picked. So we can show modern visitors how medieval pilgrims, or the ways in which medieval pilgrims would have interacted with this shrine. And we're looking to sort of build on these models as well. So at the moment they exist as videos, but we've put parts of the models up on a 3D modelling site called Sketchfab, so people can sort of play around with them. We're looking at how we could maybe get VR involved, so people could have that really immersive experience, through their smartphones. We've also modelled the whole of the city of Canterbury, as it would have looked in the mid-15th century, in the round, in 3D. So you could, once we get it a bit further down the line, effectively you could drop yourself into medieval Canterbury, start walking around as it would have looked then. Possibly even when you're walking around modern Canterbury, you could do that. And one of the things we're really keen on doing is working out how we can, what you say, gamify this. How can we get people to sort of engage with these in the way that they would with a video game? Because we know that that is a really good way of getting particularly young people involved with heritage. It is effectively the future of heritage. Digital heritage is such a big thing. It has that ability to do something a flat drawing can't, which is to show things in the round. You can also have points you can click on to get further explanations. You can put much more layers of information in something that then people can extract from that, and really, that really completes the visitor experience, or it can add a lot to the visitor experience.